Adin Erev Shabbos. We are here ready to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. It's not Friday. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is generous response of amendments for a fisherman, a chutzpachai, Rivka Basipur, a fatal, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov, Steve, and David Aryeh. Thank you so much for your generosity. And here we go. Here comes that siren. It is time to accept the Holy Shabbos. I want to share with you, this is no ordinary Shabbos. I say that every week because no Shabbos is an ordinary Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a reflection of the week that was and the week that will be. Every Shabbos is unique and distinct. Every Shabbos, we are different, and what is happening in our lives is different. And therefore, even though superficially, externally, every Shabbos blends together and seems the same, it's the same Lama Tes Malachos, same 39 categories of creative labor, it's the same Kiddush and Avdallah, the same Zmiros, the same Davening, so much about Shabbos seems the same. But the most important part of Shabbos, the most important variable or factor of Shabbos, it changes each and every week, and that's us. Not only did the Parsha and the Haftorah change, not only does the calendar change and what was and what is coming up, but we change. We're different each and every week, and therefore our experience, our connection, our relationship with Shabbos is different based on what is happening in our week, what is happening in our lives, what is going on. So this Shabbos, this Holy Shabbos, is the Shabbos that precedes Shavuos. Sfaradim call it the Shabbos Hakala because if Shavuos represents Matan Torah, if we say Yom Chasun Asu Zu Matan Torah, the day of our wedding, that is Matan Torah. Hashem held the mountain over our head, Chasan and Kala. We are married to Hashem. We become betrothed. We develop this bond. We finish Hashem's sentences. Certainly He finishes ours. Then the Shabbos before is the Shabbos Kala, is the Ufruf. This is the Shabbos that we are preparing. This is the Shabbos that we have that relationship. By the way, at a wedding, how do you know who's the Chasan? Everyone's dancing, everybody's partying, everybody's jumping, everybody's bumping and bopping. How do you know who was the chasan? Because, tzaddikim say, the one who goes home with the kala, that was the chasan. Do you go home on Shavuos with the Torah? If you take the Torah home with you, if you live with her, if you learn her, if you become connected and create a bond together, build a bayis neman with the Holy Torah, then you were the chasan. Otherwise, it's unclear who you were. So this Shabbos is no ordinary Shabbos. We are not turning our Friday into a regular Shabbos. We're turning our Friday into the Shabbos of the Ufruf, the Shabbos Kala. We're getting ready to be mekabel the Torah. We're getting ready for Shavuos. This is the seventh Shabbos. We are completing Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyena. The Sfira period is presented to us in the context of counting weeks, of counting Shabboses. The Holy Son of Rebbe Zatzal, Shalom Noach Berzovsky, the Nesiva Shalom, Schus Yagen Aleinu, has an essay, Shabbos Kodem Chag Matan Torah, called The Shabbos That Comes Before Shavuos. It's made up of many parts. I wish we could learn it all together, but alas, we have to get ready and prepare and get excited and count not down, but count up, because we're climbing up towards Shabbos. But at least let's look at parts of it. He begins by quoting the Gemara in Shabbos, Amr Chazal, Dukuli Alma b'Shabbos Nitna Torah l'Yisrael. According to everybody, the Torah was originally given, the year it was given on Har Sinai. What day of the week was it? Was it a Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday? The Torah was given on the Holy Shabbos. The Tanakhama, according to the first opinion in the Gemara, Chal Yom Vav Sivan Shu Hashishi L'Biyasam B'Shabbos. According to the first opinion, the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, and that's what corresponded with Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi holds, B'Zayin B'Sivan Nitne, was the 7th of Sivan. Moshe added one day, Midai Tov, Ayidei Zayim Matan Torah B'Shabbos. Moshe delayed one day, Moshe sort of rescheduled one day, making it the 7th of Sivan, and that was the day of Shabbos. But Kuli Amo L'Pligi, everybody agrees that when was the Torah given on Shabbos? Clearly there's a deep connection between Shabbos, the power of Shabbos, the potency of Shabbos, the experience of Shabbos, the transformation of Shabbos, and receiving the Torah. What do the two things have to do with one another? How are they connected? So Slalom Rebbe develops the idea, we know what precedes the giving of the Torah. Torah tells us, "V'atemti yuli mamleches kohenim v'goy kadosh." You have to become a Yid. You have to become a Jew. You have to understand your mission and your purpose. You have to join the priestly people. You have to be part of the mamleches kohenim. You have to be a goy kadosh. You have to strive to live not only for happiness but for holiness. To be a member of the goy kadosh. So, what enabled or transformed? What gave us that power to be a Yid, to be a Jew, to live as part of the mamleches kohenim and the goy kadosh? How do we transform ourselves to see our mission and our purpose in this world? It was by living through a Shabbos. Because Shabbos has those components. Shabbos is contact with Kedusha. Shabbos is contact with the divine. It is connecting with our source. It is restoring our sense of purpose and our sense of mission of why we are here. It is a testament to the creation of the world, a testament to the freedom from Mitzrayim, not only a freedom from tyranny and oppression, but a freedom to receive the Torah and to live our mission of being a Mamlechas Kohanim and a Goy Kodesh. But then he says further, the Torah in Or HaChaim, Simon Reish Tadi, he quotes B'Shem HaMedrash, Omra Torah Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah comes to Hashem and protests and says, Kishyichnes Yisrael Aretz, when the Jewish people will enter the land, Zeratz LeKarmo, this one will run to the vineyard, V'Zeratz LeSadeo, the other one's going to run to the field. Torah Matehela, what's going to be with Torah? This one's going to be in the stock market. This one's going to open a medical practice. This one's going to become a lawyer, a doctor, an accountant. What's going to be with Torah? Who's going to learn it? Amala Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zug Echad Yesh Li Shani Mezaveg Lach. Don't worry. I have a partner, the Shabbos Shemo. Sunday is Monday, and Tuesday is Wednesday, and Thursday is Friday. Shabbos and the Jewish people have one another. Torah has Shabbos. Torah has Shabbos. Isa Shabbos Yasa Kula Torah. Shabbos is all about Torah. Mashmi Kol Zeh SheTorah V'Shabbos Tzrichin Ahadadi. Shabbos and Torah need one another. Shabbos is not a time to let down our guard, to stop learning. Shabbos is a time that Torah informs, inspires, that we learn, that we absorb more than any other. Set aside time as you prepare to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, as we spend this Erev Shabbos getting ready for Shabbos. What Torah are we going to learn? What Sefer have we set aside? What printout are we going to read? What Dvar Torah are we going to relay or recite at our table? What Shir are we going to attend? What Chabura are we going to listen to? How will Torah be what nourishes us? Not only should we care about what are we going to drink in the charcuterie board and what we're going to eat and how many kugel, how many herrings, how many side dishes, how many dips. All those are lovely and delicious and I enjoy them as much as the next. We're nourishing our body, but what will we do to nourish our soul? What Torah will nourish our soul? What shtickle Torah are we going to say over? Are we telling the people that we've invited, prepare a Dvar Torah? Don't bring me flowers or chocolates or a gift. Bring me a Dvar Torah. What Dvar Torah are you going to give me? Which Rasha will we listen to? What Shir will we attend? Torah and Shabbos, they go hand in hand. They are partners. They go together. And that's why we needed to have a Shabbos before we could receive the Torah. Before we could receive the Torah. That's why we need seven Shabboses. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. Now it means in that context, 7 complete weeks. We count 7 complete weeks, and then comes Shavuos, then we receive the Torah. But the Slonim are suggesting, as do many other tzaddikim, that it's not just 7 weeks, Sheva Shabbosos, it means 7 Shabboses. The power of Shabbos. The power of Shabbos to impact, to transform, to repair, to redeem us. We need 7 Shabboses. Then comes Shavuos. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyena. Kamay Mamoram Beis Avram, Sha Shabbosos Iyu Tamimos. And those 7 Shabboses, they can't be Shabboses which are half-baked. They can't be Shabboses which we are casual about. They can't be Shabboses we didn't give our all. They have to be Shabboses that are what? That are Tamimos. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. What does it mean to be Tamim? Innocent. And pure, and happy, and whole, and complete, and driven, and ambitious. A Shabbos where we're not just counting down until it's over, but a Shabbos that we're leaning into, fully invested in, fully experiencing. Why the number 7? 7 weeks. Because just like a Nida, just like someone impure counts 7 clean days, and then she can go to the mikvah, so too counts 7 clean weeks in order to purify ourselves, transform ourselves, to get to that level of Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. So Shabbos and Torah go hand in hand. And if this is our Ufra for Shabbos Kala, we're getting ready to receive the Torah together, we have to take advantage of Shabbos. And maybe the first 6 we neglected, we didn't fully nourish ourselves, it's not too late. Fill up, eat up, make sure to imbibe as much Torah as you can. And in that way, we'll celebrate this Shabbos, but we'll get ready for the holy receiving of the Torah at Sinai together, Emir Tzah Hashem, next Shabbos, as we will celebrate our connection to Hashem together. Have a beautiful and a holy Shabbos, a holy and a happy Shabbos, and a fantastic Shabbos. Ayay Shabbos, ayay Shabbos. The Neshama screaming for Shabbos. The Neshama starving for Shabbos. Feed it with delicacies and feed it with delicious Torah. Wishing everyone a holy Shabbos.